Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. As you know, I'm broadcasting live from, as I have been all week, from the Insperity Championship here in Woodlands, Texas, which is hard by to Houston, just a little bit north, up I-85. If you're heading to Dallas, you got to go right through Woodlands. And this is the eighth consecutive year, the eighth year of the Insperity Championship. And I've been here every year. This is my eighth year to broadcast. It's all about celebrating small business and golf and charities. Richard Rawson is my guest this half hour. Rich is an old friend of ours and yours, and he's the president of Insperity. And you've heard him on my show many times before, and he's here to talk to us about some of the things that he's seeing out there in the marketplace. Richard, welcome back.
Jim, it's great to be back. Always fun to have you here and get to see you face-to-face.
Yeah, thank you, Richard, thanks for hosting us. And congratulations on 8 years. Wow, this tournament just gets better and better.
Well, you know what? It really does. It's a real testament to all the people that, all the volunteers that we have, all the staffs of different entities that work to put this event together for us.
Talk about that a little bit. Talk about, you know, people see a golf tournament on television, and they just see the pretty faces like yours on talking about the tournament and the pros and all that kind of stuff. But they don't see the foundation, the structure that goes on under this. A lot of different teams, isn't it?
Oh yeah, I mean there are. I mean I don't even know how many. I just get to observe it as they're building the golf course.
Right.
Because I mean, literally, they have to, you know, build everything all from the stands to the tents to
the wiring,
the cabling underneath for the televisions and all that stuff, and then all the background of the planning.
Mm-hmm.
Of getting all the pros in on their schedule.
Where they're supposed to be.
Right. And the transportation and all that coordination. And then we have 1,000 volunteers that work during the week to make it happen out on the course and in the other, you know, behind the scenes.
And you know what? You'll never meet happier people than volunteers at a golf tournament.
You know, that's
isn't it amazing?
Yeah.
I mean, they're off their job. They're out here. They may be sitting out in the middle of a fairway or in the middle of the rough next to a fairway for 2 or 3 days in the sun, maybe.
Yeah.
But when you drive by them or walk up to talk to them, they're happy people, aren't they?
They certainly are. They love the game of golf.
Yeah, exactly. So the tournament is the eighth anniversary, and the Insperity Championship, and a lot. When you were describing just now all those things that were going on, let me tell you what I heard. I heard jobs.
Oh, yeah.
People working, drawing a paycheck, being professional, doing their job, putting things together. A golf tournament is a great little microcosm of the marketplace, isn't it?
Yes, it is. You bet. Because there's just too many things that people have to have done to make a tournament come off right. And you don't get that for free.
No, exactly. Well, and you've got how many pros you got coming in here?
76, 77.
Yeah, yeah, and they're bringing a caddy. That's a job. And
yep.
And they got to stay somewhere. They got to eat somewhere.
Right.
A golf tournament is a great economic boost and for a community, isn't it?
It certainly is. People don't give credit for that or don't think about that, but it is.
I don't think enough time is spent also on the charities that benefit from this.
Right. Yeah, we get, we have about, I guess it's about 6 or 7 primary charities that get proceeds from this tournament. And the sponsorships that we have. You know, people overlook sponsorships at golf tournaments or sporting events.
Who are some of the sponsors? United Healthcare
is our presenting sponsor. We have Ace Insurance Company.
Right.
Ace Insurance writes our workers' compensation for all of the worksite employees and all the client companies. We've got Lockton Companies, which is an insurance brokerage operation.
And the bank, what's the
Wood Forest National
Wood Forest
Bank.
National Bank. Yeah. They're one of your partners. And so anyway, well, thank you, Richard, for giving us that little tour of how things there. As you said, there are dozens of companies, vendors, small business vendors,
yep,
who come together to put these things on. So, folks, when you see a golf tournament going on, there's a lot of small businesses benefiting from that. So that's the reason, one of the reasons we like them. And this particular one is the only one that celebrates small business, isn't it?
That's correct.
Yeah. Insperity Championship. Folks, check it out. It's on the weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, on the Golf Channel. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to get Richard to talk to us a little bit about what he thinks, what he's seeing in the economy out there. He's traveling around the country doing business, and I'm looking forward to hearing his perspectives. 20 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
On the wire, just to catch my breath. I don't know how or where, but I'm going. It's all that I have left.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.